Boisai, the Choyro is the one of the most amazing things, been amazing scenes in the history of the annals of the whole Chumash. Most amazing things with Yochol Yosef, this epic. Lo yochol Yosef nis afeg l'chol nitzavim olav. Yosef cannot hold back l'chol nitzavim olav. Yosef came time to reveal himself to the brothers. It is the moment. It's time. It has become that moment that Yosef was waiting for. He had got the brothers to come to this much. First of all, they came to the Vua, and they got the brothers. To this Madrega, he was trying to convince them what they did was wrong, and he was trying to, and Yehuda now was coming, an argument of what's going to be, and now Yosef has the moment to tell them, Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai. Like the Beis Halevi learns that he was giving them to Chocho, that everything you were saying now, what's going to be with you, with me, my our father, what's going to be with the father? Ani Yosef Ha'oid Avichai, Mamish, like he says, this was the biggest Terchocha that ever was. Why was it such a great Terchocha? Because it totally contradicted their argument. The worst Terchocha, Boisai, is when a person feels contradicted. You know, his whole life, he's living, and then he shows in his face that it's a steal, your whole Mahalach is a steal. That's very, very fraud. That's the biggest proof of the Sheker. Because now Yosef feels he has to reveal himself. Yosef can't hold back anymore. He's waiting to reveal himself. That's the Toshib shot. He can't hold back. But the way to read it, but the Taish is another Taish, which Rashi tells an unbelievable Zach. Yosef wants to reveal himself to the brother, and he's itching to do it. He could not be soivel. He couldn't be soivel. She mitzrayim nitzavim olav b'shoyimim she'echom isbayishim b'yivod olahem. Unbelievable zachar. So v'lo yochol yochol isapek v'kol hanitzavim olav is shot. And this is a chomus masbir. Yosef could not take it. He wouldn't be able to take it. He wouldn't be soivel it. This Indian that the brothers were going to be embarrassed terribly when everybody's around. He's going to reveal himself now. And Yosef knows this is going to come as the biggest shock. As it did come as a shock, as we know, Chazal tell us that their poruchu nishmasa, they all died when they heard Ani Yosef, and the Kodesh Baruch had to perform Tchiyas Ameisim. Tchiyas Ameisim had one of the brothers. Why? It was too much of a shock. They couldn't believe it because the whole Shita Zachayim, everything they held by Yosef, came down clear on their face that we made a mistake. And the embarrassment at that moment, of us. Can you imagine the embarrassment they're fighting the whole time? First of all, they threw Moyosim into a bar. They beshmetted him. And he had the opportunity the whole time to take revenge. At the end of the day, okay, so he made them go back. He got them scared a little. He gave them money. He treated Shimon very nicely when he took him with him. He didn't do any really real harm except for fear causing them over. They took him, they threw him into a bar. They tore off his coat. They made... He had the opportunity. And here, in front of their faces, the whole thing blows up. And Yosef has a right to take revenge of his life. The karma. He wants to take the karma. He wants to prove them the point that it was a Kodesh Baruch who wants that I should be the manik. And maybe it's right that you get embarrassed. She'll do it again. Well, Yochel Yosef Nisapek, he can't hold back. He can't keep them around. Get rid of every person around here. No one within the room when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers. Why? They should have the bush of the shame on both sides. Yosef wanted to protect the brothers from having shame, from having busha, from being misbayish. Therefore, even though Yosef was itching and Yosef wanted to give it to them, he couldn't hold back anymore. But for this, he held back a few more seconds, not to cause shame, not to take it out. That they should be embarrassed from others. Let them suffer. Let's have them suffer, but let them have the chacha. But they shouldn't have the shame. Now, this is a tremendous Musa Haskel of the godless of Yosef, but the Musa Haskel to teach us how much we have to avoid the shame of Musa. Let's understand of Musa. Yosef was very much pain, troubled, but very much hurt by the brothers. They didn't have rachmanis on him when they threw him into the rights of the last week, but he was mischanin to them. He cried to them, and they threw him away from their father 22 years. Being in Golis, 22 years going through the whole suffering of Mitzrayim, the whole thing. Okay, he saw there was a purpose, obviously, for it, and that's what he said later on. But the Maizik, the service of Dava, Yosef now is not. Okay, they'll be embarrassed. Should they suffer? Yosef says, I'm not the one to shame them. I'm not going to shame them. At the end of the day, they deserve the Tachacha, they deserve to be put in their places, they deserve to be shown what's the right thing. 100%. Do they deserve to be shamed? No. Nechatez deserve to be shamed. Tochiach, tochiach, zavisechom, loisiso lovchet, says Chazal, you like to give Tochachom? Loisiso lovchet, says the Chfar Shad Rashi, but don't do it in a way that you're ashamed somebody for. You have to understand that shaming somebody is so, such a terrible thing, causing busha to someone. Chazal say Amal ben Bnei Chaver. We spoke about Amal ben Bnei Chaver. The rabbi, the person embarrasses. But it's much of the Pesuk, Chazal say Amal ben Bnei Chaver ben Rabim, Ein Lechek Lol Mabo. That goes and screams at somebody. And Amal ben Bnei Chaver ben Rabim, Ein Lechek Lol Mabo. You don't have a Chek Lol Mabo? I'm a prison embarrassed on Rabbi, you could lose your head with everybody. The Gemara, Tois and Soit is Yud and Mashma, that the big three are Averis. We spoke about the person, the big three are Averis. Yilarayish, Bichazdom, all these three are Averis. You have to give up your life for it. So is the Halacha. Someone comes to you, he says, go and kill this guy, I'll kill you, you gotta go kill him. Go and do this bar Aver with this woman. Shoot me between the eyes. Go to Avodah Zarah. Guy comes over to you and says, I want you to embarrass Shlomi. I want you to embarrass Yankala. Go embarrass Yankala, or I'll shoot you between the eyes. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to do Chanochel Shabbos. No, sir. No Chil Shabbos. I want you to keep Shabbos all the Avodah, the boy, rare fish, everything. I want you to keep Pesach. Don't eat any Chol. Eat your matzahs. Get shots of matzahs, the best matzahs. I want you to get. Somebody with a grandma made the matzahs. Once you have the fanciest esri, I want you to do one thing. I need you, this guy. I have an issue with this guy. I want him to be shamed. Shame him, or you'll be shamed. You won't be around anymore. You'll be shamed. Shame him, or I'll sham you. So, the halacha is, you have to be shamed. You can't shame him. You gotta give your life to Allah. Christ says, yes, so why is it mentioned in the Gemara? Toys says it's Michlal, Biglal, the Indian of Israel, the Utsicha, when a person is embarrassed, blood from his face goes out. Ozel, the Sumka of Ozel, the Chibra comes in, the white comes in, you see, guy gets embarrassed, almost white out, they call it. You know, he gets shamed, it becomes like a white out. And the Maisim Sevishal Dova, the Lord says, it's Mamet, it's. It's not much the Madrega from Hatzbitzich. We don't understand it. That's the Madrega of Hashem Yisrael. But I want to tie in a big Chiddush over here on this side. What the Torah is telling you, that your Yochel, your spoil, what is the Torah saying, your Yochel is spoil? I want to say a big deal over this side. I don't know if my dear is MS, but no one's been arguing. Everybody's quiet here, so I just stay agree. But my dear is a Zayr over this side. Gval the dear. Lo Yochel, Yochel is spoil, that he couldn't be soil in. What do you mean you can't be soil? That's Talloch, you're not embarrassed. I don't understand, you're not embarrassed. The territories could have been, I don't know, it could be over here there was a hetter, because what they did, maybe it was a hetter, the merchant was giving it to a chokh, and that, I don't know, the yochu, is boil. He had to be soil, the yochu is boil. The yochu is boil, so Yosef couldn't be soil. Everybody should be soil, not the chidosh of Yosef. The territory is that maybe Yosef felt at that moment, I don't know if he was giving to chokh, he wanted to tell, maybe he was trying to tell them, it was a chokh, the gwim, he was trying to tell them. It was a goddess of Yosef in that moment that to be able to be in, you have to realize what the emotions were going at that moment. Yosef was mamish heated up. They were screaming back and forth. And you look at the medrash, they were fighting and arguing and back and forth. And Yosef was just ready to tell them. It was on his fingertips. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's such a deal, but what I'm saying is that the goddess of Yosef this moment was something amazing, Chazal is telling us. That there was no reason in the world he should have just done this. I'm Yosef. That's it, boys. It's over. But no, at the same moment, he feels the pain. He feels the tzad they're going to have. He feels the shame they're going to have, Rabbi Yisrael. This is something that we have to learn, Rabbi Yisrael. And to who? Okay, says, you know, at the end of the day, to who? We're not talking about people that, in his eyes, there were people that were brothers. Okay, there were his brothers. But these were brothers that did something very, very drastic to him. That caused him a lot of tsar in his life. And yet, he's thinking into, at the same time that he has to give it to Chochah, but the mind is also working. At that same time, it was like, the mind is also working. But they're going to be embarrassed. There's going to be shame. Let's prevent that. Let's give it to Chochah, but let's prevent that. It was like, this is something that we have to aspire to. It's a tremendous madrigal, because the Teva is, because the guy gets heated up in a fight. He gets angry. He gets emotionally involved in an argument, because there is no such thing about worrying about that guy's shame. That guy's going to be put in his place. I don't care if the whole world knows about it. I'm going to show that guy. I'm going to fight with him. And he stepped on my toe. He made my bed wet. I'm going to show him. And I'm going to give it to him. It could be 100% right, Rabbi Yisrael. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, see how careful Chazal says shaming someone. It could be 100% right. The guy's making a mistake. He's doing something wrong. He did something to you that he doesn't know about. You take him to a side. You take him to a corner. And you give him a toichacha in the room, but privately. Well, you tell him that you're hurt for what he did, but not publicly. The Torah is very, very makbil on shame. The Torah is extra makbil on shame. The Torah is very, very, very makbil on shame. Even in the context of giving teichocha, even when you're 100% right, even when he did something terrible to you. This is very, very common. A guy did something, cut you off in the line, in the dining room, he takes a double portion, and he's terrible for doing it. He does a Mount Everest with the coleslaw. The coastal Mount Everest, you come in, they take 7 piles of coleslaw, there's nothing left for anybody. He's terribly wrong. But you know what the comment is? They start screaming in front of him from the whole, you may fall on the whole dining room, screaming. That's not how hog is, that's not the way we're supposed to do it. You call him a soil later on, if it doesn't work, he's not listening, so you can speak to a rabbi to speak to him. But at the end of the day, the way to improve someone, the way to talk to someone, is to avoid shaming him. Shaming him, he doesn't deserve, because shaming is tantamount to killing him. And therefore, you have to be very, very careful, Rabbi Yisrael, not to cause shame to our brother, Rabbi Yisrael. Any which way, Rabbi Yisrael. You know somebody's going to shame somebody. It's going to cause busha. It's a shayla from the tzich, Rabbi Yisrael. Where are the gezach, Rabbi Yisrael? That's what Chazal looked on it. Well, he said, tzach in the Torah by us, tantamount to the tzich is killing, you're killing somebody by being mevayish, Rabbi Yisrael. I want to say the nature, Rabbi Yisrael. Chazal say, so the white goes out, the red comes in. Okay, but say that's, but I want to say, Pshat is that, A person's mitzias is what I say. It's kfoidi. A person's mitzias. We call our neshama kfoidi. When you shame somebody, you take away his neshama. You take away his kavod. There's a certain kavod ha'adam that everybody needs and has. When you shame somebody, you're removing that kavod a person. That could be the symbol. The simcha goes out. The red goes out of the face. The white comes in. It's the pshat is that I'm really the kvoyidi. The neshama is called ura kvoyidi. What's kvoyidi? Kvoyidi my neshama. That's who I am. Every person lives with a certain self-respect. So everybody lives with self-respect. We live with self-respect. We do things because of self-respect. We act upon self-respect. When a person loses his self-respect, he doesn't act like who he is. He doesn't act like that's what he is. You see a lot of people acting below their dignity want because they lost their self-respect. When you shame somebody, you're taking away his self-respect. That's what you're taking away from the person. He feels that he's not worthy. He's nothing. You took that away from him, you took away his essence. You killed him. That's what shame is about. But I have to give him to a chach, he's doing something wrong. Okay, that's one thing. Doing something wrong, you want to direct him the right way. You want to channel him. You want to bring him to the right path in life. You want to help him develop. But shaming him, you're taking away his self-respect. Take away somebody's self-respect. He's dead. He can't function. He becomes non-functional. That's death. Therefore, we have to be so careful. You know, what are you doing? Yeah, just yelled at this guy, just screamed at this guy in front of a few guys. In the eyes of Chazal, you have to look at him as just now, Chas Rishon was a shot for Tzichon. But that's how far we should be. Just like a guy wouldn't think of going to take out a gun and shooting someone between the eyes. He said, he wouldn't do it because Chas Rishon kills someone. Me? Tzichon? That's for sickos in Newton, Rhode Island, wherever it is. You take out a gun and shoot somebody, kichas b'shaloi. Why you see the things, and everybody's talking about Rahmanasan, it's Taka Rahmanasan, what happened to America, with these shootings, they can't, what's going on, the different shootings, not for now. But everybody sees it, and you look, and you go onto the computer room, everybody, the bus is nice, and it pops up 20 things, and everybody's talking about it, people are crying. They show pictures of all the kids on one side. How could it be? And he was saying, how could it be with Sikha took place? 2 minutes ago, this guy just yelled at someone in the dining room. I was yelled at him. Why did you take so much gold score? So everybody yelled at this guy's face. Was all kind of flushed and red and blue. And so it looked like the American flag that was you saw just now by the going half mast by the high school. And this guy was mamish. Pushed down, they ran to this thing and said, wow, I can't believe it. How could it be with Sifra? How could it happen to America? And Api Chazal, he also just shot the guy between the eyes, Api Chazal, in the dining room. Who done it? Who was the guy they used to have a game? Where was it? Was it in the dining room with the revolver? What was that big mystery?
Clue,
right? He did it in the dining room with his mouth over the coastline. Who done it? And the man said, but he was with Sifra. He took away the guy's self-respect. This guy now feels like 2 cents. The boy said, that's what the Yosef understood. This is so the boy said. With all the pressure, with all the build-up, with all the things made to reveal, I think Yosef, he's itching. Everybody out of the room. Hotzio kol ishmeolai. Everybody out. His father, Yosef Alochov. This is the limo you have to learn, the boy said. How stark was it not to shame somebody? You want to tell somebody, we're allowed to. Okay, tochia. We know how to do it the right way, and we just want to tell somebody he's doing something wrong. Not with busha, not with shame, everybody said. The schus, we don't shame our friends, the schus that we build them up. That's what we have to do, everybody said. The inside of our life is creating, is giving chaim to people, everybody said. How do you give chaim? Every few minutes you give chaim to somebody. You say a nice word to him. You give him encouragement, everybody said. It worked much, much better than all the other ways you do it. You shame somebody, forget about it. You'll never be able to help them. You give him encouragement. You give him a good word. You give him chayim. You give him chayim. You give him chayim. You give him chayim.